This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The destruction the Russian invasion of Ukraine has brought, as well as the dislocation. There are something like 1.5 million refugees now, according to the United Nations. They're terrible. But as we've said for the past couple of weeks, I think the ripple effects of this war are spreading pretty wide. According to the Institute of International Education, something like 6,500 Ukrainian and Russian students were in college or graduate school here in the United States last year. And if being abroad during a pandemic has not been difficult enough, now they have to deal with war and the changing economies back home. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
For the past several months, Hanna Onyshenko has needed some extra emotional support at school. She's a PhD student in economics at the University of Michigan, and her parents live in northern Ukraine. So she's been seeing a therapist.
I'm doing steps to normalize my mental health, but for example, today, I got like some bad news and I'm back to the spiral.
Her grandfather just died of a stroke. And not only is it unsafe to go home, it's practically impossible to get there. So she's been putting a lot of energy into helping other students on campus who need not just support socially, but also financially. Students who don't get a PhD stipend like she does.
Yeah, so the biggest worry is for undergrad students because many of their parents had lost their income. And they are not able to cover next semester of tuition.
It's just one of several reasons why Ukrainian students might be struggling financially. Jason Siz is with the Institute of International Education, which provides emergency grants to students.
They're unable to get the physical movement of funds. They're no longer able to contact through internet or telephone because that infrastructure might have been destroyed or the people on the other end simply don't have access to the devices that they need to.
And it's not just about today, but about tomorrow. As students approach the end of the school year, those who can't or don't feel safe returning home will have to find housing and a way to pay for it. Terry Hartle is with the American Council on Education, and he thinks universities are prepared.
We've actually just been through something that has very well prepared us for this, which was the sudden closure of campuses in COVID with 1 million international students in the United States.
And even the Ukrainians that are graduating will be able to stay. The Department of Homeland Security is giving Ukrainians temporary protected status for 18 months. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.